On Hempstead Highway, 290 and 610. In Sharpstown, just off Bel Air and 59. And on South Shepherd, in between Alabama and Westheimer. Check them out at Damaris.com. They cater as well. Damaris Barbecue. Great barbecue and a whole lot more.
Damaris!
Always 15.6% off for 1560 listeners, and they've got a whole warehouse full of new equipment for you at the Indoor Comfort Specialist, 713-666-1101.
KGOW, 1560 AM, Bel Air, Texas.
Back to Game Time, live at the bus, across from Minute Maid Park, brought to you by GoDish.com.
I guess Bob is not there. We'll try to get him on in a second.
We just met our good buddy Doc, who's tatted up with a Yankee tattoo. He's got a Jeter jersey on. The fact that I see a almost an authentic Scott Brosius jersey right in front of me, Astro fans, please. Doc has a broom that he's taken into the game. Astros fans, Astros, please salvage the game. But Astro fan, please, we need some competition.
Here's what we'll do. We're gonna put Bob on. Bob on right now from AstrosDaily.com. But after Bob, he's gonna talk some Astros.
Right.
I want to get Doc on, and just get that New York accent
and
going.
Scott said it without a shadow of a doubt. He's not a transplant. He's just down here.
Right? He is just down here.
When you hear it, where he's from.
Bob Holsey joins us from AstrosDaily.com. Bob. In the Chronicle today, Richard Justice, our very own, says it's time to put the tombstone. It might be time. Do you agree with that, yes or no?
No. And I'll tell you, I don't. Right now, the Astros are about where everybody thought they would be when the season started. And they got on a hot streak. They were hanging with the Cubs and the Cards for a while. They've run into a stretch of about 2-3 weeks where they're not playing very good baseball. But things can change. I mean, there's several things I can look at to say that it's too early to throw in the towel. I mean, folks with short memories may forget about 2005. Yes, that was a whole different team, but, this is baseball and strange things happen. I mean, who would have thought that Tampa Bay would be still in the hunt this year at this point in the season?
Tampa Bay has been building up their system, but going back to 2005, that team actually had pitching. It had really good pitching, good veteran leadership on the pitching staff. This team, the pitching, not so much. There's so many questions. I have a problem that every time you say, okay, Roy Oswalt's going to get better.
Right.
But anytime you mention any of the other pitchers and say, well, if Brandon Backey's on, he's going to be good. If Wandy is good, Wandy, he's going to be good.
Home Wandy.
If Mueller keeps it up, he's going to be good. Isn't that a problem? Isn't that going to be a lingering effect for the rest of the season?
Well, it will be because the starting pitching is, let's put it, it's a shaky group. But at the same time, the Astros have to take advantage of the times that the pitching is good. I mean, they got a great performance out of Sean Chacon on Friday night, but they weren't able to get the runs to win that game. And it's one of these things where just like winning feeds on itself, so does losing. Right now, the Astros are doing the sort of things that losing teams do. They are almost acting like they're desperate at this point in the fact that they're running when they don't need to be running. They're having that one bad inning where it seems like they can't get a break, they can't get a strike. It's just different things are happening. But what I see is that this is still a healthy ball club. You're seeing the Cardinals right now having to deal with injuries and the Cubs having to deal with injuries. you know, you've still got quite a bit left in the season. And as I've been pointing to all season long, the easier half of the schedule comes in the second half of the season. So while I would say that the last few weeks have put a damper on our hopes as compared to where they were, I don't think it's quite time yet to throw in the towel. And in terms of, throwing some of our best pitchers out onto the trade winds and that sort of thing, really depends on what you get back. But it would have to be something that would just blow me away to make a deal like that at this point.
Hey, Bob, we're going to take a quick break. Can you hold on? And we're going to get Willie B to also join us on the AstrosDaily.com segment. When we come back, I want to go through the schedule that's coming up in the, for the Astros.
A lot of home games left.
It's a scary 2 weeks coming up against some good AL teams. We're going to talk about that on the other side. We are live at the bus. Brought to you by GoDish.com. We got some ya-ya-yas. We have Doc the Yankee. That's your new name, Doc the Yankee.
Shout out that when you see Doc's legs, you can tell he was in New York for...
Not a fan. Doc the Yankee's here. Scott Atkinson, Raheel Ramsnally, Rodney Waits. We'll be right back at the bus, brought to you by GoDish.com.
If the following three things mean anything to you:
aggregates and dredging systems, power factor correction and harmonic filter, explosion-proof equipment,
then you need to contact Cordyne.
Cordyne specializes in standard design products and custom assemblies, meeting all the electrical control needs of your small, medium, or large industrial business.
I like to call them tall, grande, and venti industrial businesses.
Touche.
Cordyne is a local company with global reach, with electrical manufacturing services including alternative energy,
wind, solar, gas,
dredging, drilling, conveyor systems, HVAC, oil and gas, pump controls, just about everything you can think of.
Cordyne is competitively priced and offers a team-oriented approach to solving your electrical manufacturing and equipment needs.
24-hour service available, no corporate pile of dung.
Call 713-460-5151 or check them out at Cordyne.com. That's CORDYNE.com.
Cordyne is kicking ass and they're taking names.
My name is Brucey, Cousin Brucey. I like the Cajun, Raging Cajun. They've got the crawfish and the gumbo. Make me horny, feel like Rambo. My name is Brucey, I like the Cajun. I like the shrimp po' boy and the red beans. They've got plenty of Cajun cuisine. My name is Brucey, I like the Cajun. My name is Brucey, Raging Cajun. I like the crawfish and the gumbo. Make me horny, feel like Rambo. My name is Brucey, I like the Cajun.
Hey, if Cousin Brucey likes it, who doesn't? Highway 6 and 59, Westheimer and Gessner, inside the loop on Richmond and in the downtown tunnels. It's the Raging Cajun, Brucey.
Coming soon, limited edition 1560 The Game t-shirts, available in four flavors.
Yaw, yaw, yaw.
Double Ross.
Secret Society.
Who doesn't?
Available only at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Affordably priced at $6.99.
You should probably run that by Granado.
Hey, John, we're going to sell t-shirts at Academy Sports and Outdoors for $6.99.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let's do it. Why are we talking like this? Because Chance told us to. That's the second dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yes, I love talking like this.
Gamers, to get hooked up with a solid deal on your car insurance, call fellow gamer and State Farm agent Tim O'Neill at 281-358-4444. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts, up to 40%. Got a new driver to insure? Call someone you can count on for all kinds of student discounts. 281-358-4444. Insuring more than one car can mean big savings. Switch to State Farm and take advantage of our multi-car discount. 358-4444. Or Ruth DiMaggio Berra, Lou Gehrig, Lou Gehrig, Lou Gehrig, Lou Gehrig. See how your car insurance matches up with number one. Call Tim O'Neill 24/7 at 281-358-4444.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
guys, this is Charlie with Furniture Works. Is your fine leather furniture scratched, torn, or faded? Does your upholstered furniture sink down, sag, or creak? Is your dining table nicked or dinged? Or do you have that special piece of furniture that needs a total makeover? Call Furniture Works at 281-484-4546, and we will take care of all your furniture repair needs. Don't buy new, renew at a fraction of the cost. We work for major furniture retailers, manufacturers, hotels, restaurants, and offices, as well as the individual consumer. We come to your location and repair most damage on site. Or for full refinishing or total re-dye of leather furniture, we offer pickup and delivery. So call me at 281-484-4546 and let Furniture Works work for you. And don't forget to check us out on Sean and John's page at 1560thegame.com. Or pick up the phone and call me, Charlie, with Furniture Works at 281-484-4546. Come on, you know you want to call.
Back to Game Time with Raheel and Rodney, live at the bus across from Minute Maid Park. Brought to you by GoDish.com.
Welcome back to Game Time, live at the bus, brought to you by GoDish.com. I am Raheel Ramzanali, joined by Rodney Waits, Del Olivet back in studio. We are getting you ready for the Astros Yankees 3. Yankees 2, Astros 0. The brooms are coming out. Super Yankee Dom is here. He has the broom ready to go inside with. So we'll see what happens today. We're going to have more talk and getting you ready for that game. Yeah. The Astro Dailies guys are joining us now. Bob Holsey and Willie B online. Okay, we're going to go around the horn here real quickly. And I don't want to say around the horn because I think that's copyright.
But
we're going to go around the phone lines. And we're going to start with Bob. What do you see happening today in the game?
In today's game, I think you've got the potential for a good pitcher's duel. Wang is certainly, I think, the best pitcher that the Yankees have, and Oswalt is our ace, so it ought to be a game that, you know, will be a low-scoring game where runs will be tough to come by. I think this is a critical game for Roy in the fact that we keep waiting to see him put together two really good starts in a row. He had a really good one his last time out, so now we're going to see if the if he really has put things back together.
What about you, Willie B?
Oh Lord, I've been so poor at picking what this team's going to do, especially on Sunday. But yeah, I agree with Bob. The potential is certainly there for the low scoring affair, and we'll see if Roy can put it back put good starts together back to back. But the thing is, the offense is going to have to come out and get to Wang early. And what's the deal with every time it seems like Carlos Lee hits a three-run homer in the first inning, we end up sucking pond water the rest of the game?
Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Like where the mindset is the offense has now fulfilled its duty.
Yeah, and like that's up to the pitchers.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a problem if the offense delivers too early that the pitching staff might get complacent? They're thinking, all right, I have a four-run lead to work with. I can make some bad pitches and not worry about it. And that becomes a snowball effect to where Wandy makes a lot of bad pitches, and they do have to worry about losing. Have you guys seen that?
Contact.
Which I don't know who you're talking to.
Either one, Bob. We'll go with Bob first.
Well, okay. I have noticed that happening, but I don't know if that's a psychological thing with the pitchers or not. I think pitchers can get in the situation of, well, I've got a lead, now I've got to make sure I don't blow it. And so they get a little bit too fine with their pitching. But I don't honestly know. I mean, when the Astros were playing really well, they not only got that three-run lead, but they built on it. And what you're seeing now, what I've seen in the last 3 weeks that we didn't see earlier, is that the Astros just fail to get the critical hit that builds on whatever it is that they're trying to do. You know, they may get two guys on and then they'll pop out. Or, you know, they do screwy things on the bases and run themselves out of an inning. So, you know, when they were winning, they were finding ways to score runs. Right now, they're almost trying too hard and making things worse.
All right, guys, we have a caller online. KJ wants to ask you guys a question. It's the AstrosDaily.com segment. KJ, please ask the guys a question. No KJ. KJ's dropped now. All right, so we'll continue with Willie B. and Bob Holsey from AstrosDaily.com. Hey, Willie B., I've got a quick question for you. The upcoming schedule for the Astros, it's going to be a tough one because after they face the Yankees here today, they're going to hit the road, go to Baltimore for three games, Tampa Bay for three games, take a break, come back home, Texas for 3 days, the Rangers come in for 3 days, and then Boston for three. That's not an easy schedule coming up, and especially in a point where the season can mean so much for the future. I mean, what happens if they go out and lose every series?
Oh, if they lose the next four series, then I think we go back to what Richard Justice said earlier. Somebody's got to look at themselves in the mirror and say, we need to make a trade for the future now. I agree with Justice and partly with Halsey. I think you have to look and see what we do the next few weeks before you really start thinking about that. But if they drop the next four series, ooh man, that's going to be tough.
And they did not help their cause out in the month of June. They started off by losing to Milwaukee. They beat Pittsburgh, but they lose that series 1-2. Then St. Louis, they beat them that first game, but they lose the next two. Milwaukee, same thing. They win their first game at home, lose the next two, then add two more with the Yankees. The month of June is not kind to the Astros at all. But they'd be so well-suited if they win a series or two before this big run.
But, Raheel, when you think about it, the fact that if they are truly a 500 team, then as amazing as they were in May, unfortunately, it's gone. Probably just going to fall right back.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, my only issue is, the Astros really, really have to turn it up at home. Like, I mean, if you know, and Bob has said it before, you try to split, you know, for a road trip. I mean, the Astros aren't even coming close recently to splitting, for sure in June, at home. I mean, one out of three, every time, you cannot contend. And there's some luck going on with, I mean, the fact that the Cardinals are having some injuries, some guys for the Cubs are getting hurt, so there's going to be a option for the Astros to be there. But again, you have to question what that window is going to be when Ed Wade and Cecil come together and decide, you know what, we're going to give it up and get us some prospects in here, get not only the prospects that we can get up for trade, but maybe bringing some guys up and giving them a chance. And you know, you never know how that's going to work. It's already happened with JR going down and Reggie coming up, so.
Yeah, hey, Bob, I've got a question for you. What do you think about the aggressive nature of Cecil Cooper? It worked out in the beginning of the season. Everybody was getting bases. Everybody was looking good. Yeah, you know, Bourne got thrown out one time. Wow, stolen bases were big. But now sending Carlos Lee on a hit and run or steal, we're not sure what it was still.
It was a hit and run.
It was a hit and run. It was bad. That's what it was. Ty Wigginton in the ninth trying to steal, and he gets thrown out.
I know in some cases they're trying to do a hit and run in order to try to stay out of double play. But I think really, to me, it's a situational thing. Anytime Michael Bourne gets thrown out, I just say, okay, that's just it, because you want Michael Bourne running. That's part of his game. You're really cheating yourself if you don't have him running. But when you're talking about guys like Lee and Wigginton, you really have to pick your spots. Now, I think the one thing that I would really do with the Astros to correct things is I would take Hunter Pence out of the leadoff spot. I don't think he's a good leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
He may have had a high on-base percentage at, you know, last year and such, but he does not strike me as somebody who's patient enough to work a count like you want a leadoff hitter to do. And the other thing is that he is a good RBI bat. I think he was perfect having him sit in between Lee and Wigginton, because once you got Tejada and Berkman to get on, now you had three good RBI hitters behind them, and you're just rolling the dice hoping that at least one of them comes through. You take Pence out of that spot, and now you've got to depend on either Lee or Wigginton to drive them in.
Bob, you know, talking about Hunter going up to the leadoff spot, which in turn means that Michael Bourne is no longer there, and we've chronologed it back and forth about that. Now, do you think Bourne is going to be on a heavy alert right now? Obviously, with Reggie coming up, And obviously what happened with Jose Cruz Jr. being let go, as well as tolls going down. Do you think he's on a high alert for, you know, the writing's on the wall, Michael? If you don't perform, you may be going down to Round Rock.
He's been performing much better at the plate, which is the only place anyone's really having any problems with him. He's got his average up into the 230s now, which if you remember where he was a few weeks ago, that's doing pretty good. He's not been too bad. I think what you're going to do, what you're going to see, is you're going to see Abercrombie take some of the starts against left-handed starters. And then I think you're going to see Bourne getting many of the starts against the right-handed starters. I think that if the Astros continue to struggle through the rest of the month, I don't see why you don't put Bourne back into the leadoff spot and let him learn. I think that ultimately everybody thinks that's where Bourne ought to be, so why not put him in that spot and let him sink or swim?
Hey, Bob, Willie B., real quickly, before we ask a few more questions, let the listeners know about AstrosDaily.com, because I know we're getting new listeners all the time. Bob, tell us a little bit more about AstrosDaily.com.
AstrosDaily.com is a site that obviously caters to Astros fans, but it also is one that has quite a bit of history involved. I don't think there's a better place anywhere on the web, including the Astros' own website, where you can find just about anything you really want to know that's significant about any player, any period of time in Astros history. We've got some audio and video clips of highlights. We've been fortunate to have some generous contributions. So it's a site that we're very proud of, and we would just like to have more people join in.
Hey, speaking of the historical context of AstrosDaily.com, this team, where do you put them historically, or is there a team you can compare them to that might help the listeners out for the upcoming few months here?
I tend to look at them about the same way as I did the 2003 team, in that the 2003 team had a weak starting rotation. They really relied on the bullpen to finish out games. They were good offensively, but maybe not great. And, of course, that team was one that looked like they were going to take the National League Central that year, but came up short. And I think that this Astros will eventually come up short. But I don't think they're at the point yet where you just wad them up and throw them in the trash can. They've got a lot of good players. I think that they are in a downturn right now, but they can snap out of it at any time. And we just have to wait and see how it turns out.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much for joining us, AstrosDaily.com. You can hear them every Sunday at 11 a.m. Get your alarm clocks ready. Get your calendars. Put it in the books there. It's a daily. It's going to be a segment weekly on Sundays. Bob, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
All right, we are live at the bus. Game time. Raheel Ramzon, Rodney Waisdell, Ola Lay, brought to you by GoDish.com.
Scenery.
You definitely need to come out here. We can try to describe the scenery. It won't work, though.
No.
It will not work because
paint that picture.
It's a beautiful Sunday. It's not that hot, first of all. It's right. A nice Sunday.
I mean, we do have one Yankee fan sitting on underneath a tree. She's saying it's a little hot, but...
But she's a Yankees fan. Yeah, she's a Yankees fan. Who cares?
Now, the Astro fan that's next to her is holding it down, making it...
Yeah,
making
see?
It, making even it more
Astros
than even...
fans are ready for this. You know, Astros Yankees, 105.
To be honest... I want to. We met a guy. If we have time, we want to get Dom.
Yeah.
Just to explain when we talk why Yankee stuff is important and why so many people are out here.
Yeah.
He has.
We're gonna get him on next segment.
Next segment. He has some stories
about the Yankees.
About Yankees. About his time. Over 1,000 games.
This
at
is gonna be good.
Stadium.
So we'll get that.
9/11, we'll get that on the way back.
Because we always hear from the Astros fan.
Right.
Let's hear from the opposing fan.
Yeah. And
why is it?
Well, if we know an Astro fan that has a story or stories that are similar or comparable to what Dom's got. So we're going to see.
Yeah, and we're also doing the roster check. If you want to get your picks in on your draft,
right.
We are drafting fathers in honor of Father's Day. Some of the picks taken. I took my dad in the fifth round.
Fifth round.
Character issues.
I,
it's a lot of character issues. So we will do that. Coming up next here, we are live at the bus, brought to you by GoDish.com. Game time on 1560 The Game.